In 1974, Andy Warhol, who we think of as such a downtown artist, moved into this townhouse on a rather staid block of the Upper East Side. And he lived here as a virtual recluse until his death in 1987. He would go out, but no one but his mother was ever allowed inside. He kept everything he owned. He was a real hoarder. Every so often, he would box up items and send them to storage as mini time capsules of his life. He also, unbeknownst to anyone, acquired one of the world's largest collections of cookie jars, which were auctioned off after his death to help fund the Andy Warhol Foundation.
City Listen.